May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. I hate to disappoint you, but last week when John said that I was going to be left this week's gospel, I'm not preaching on it. So I'm just not feeling up to weeping and gnashing of teeth, so we'll have to do that later. But I will say something that I think many of us can relate to as sort of an aside. The lesson makes perfect sense if you have hosted a wedding, sent reply cards with a stamp on them, and waiting for those replies to come in. People just don't reply like they used to, and there was a moment that I wished I could send people out gnashing teeth, but that's a whole different matter. I realized something over the years that has taken me a while to fully understand. When I think about my faith, my understanding, my relationship with Jesus, I used to think, like the song that many of us grew up with, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." That was good enough for me. The Bible said that I should love Jesus, so I did. My Sunday school teachers told me how wonderful it was to love Jesus, so I tried. But now when I look back on it, I realize that I grew to love Jesus not because of the words in some book, but because of the people who shared the stories with me. The people within the community in which I was raised, how they personally lived out what Jesus talked about. How when someone was upset, where there was a crisis in someone's family, people were there. If there was somebody that needed help, individuals that were trying to teach me about the Bible's teaching of Jesus didn't show words, but they showed action. I realize that if the world is going to ever fully know what it means for Jesus to be alive in the world, for Jesus to be present here with us, if the world is going to ever know that, they are only going to know it through the church. Because the fact of the matter is, we are the body of Christ. We are the ones that are called here and now to be Christ to a broken world. And we are the ones who are called to share the words, but more importantly than share simply the words, to live out what God in Jesus has taught us. So for me, the place of this body, the place of the church itself, is vital to our world. It is vital that we as followers of Jesus reach out when we can, reach over to embrace, reach across to welcome, because we are the ones. We are the body of Christ. And words in a book just don't cut it. I also see in the words that St. Paul was sharing with the people of Philippi, as I believe he, understanding this most fully, shared these words: "Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. We are living in a time and a place where civil discourse has gone to pot. If we, as followers of Jesus, embodying Christ Himself in our world, will listen to these words, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is just, whatever is good, let's lift these things up. As we do that, people will see and people will know that Jesus Christ is very much alive and living in our midst. Quite often I hear said today that someone will say, well, you know, I'm spiritual but not religious. Not sure quite what that means, but I do know that quite often the people that say it have been in some way hurt or disenchanted by the church. And that's the church's fault. But we as the body of Christ here in this place, at this time, right this moment, have the ability to be the transforming power of Jesus among us. We are the one. We are the ones. So remember the words from St. Paul. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing or commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things and lift these things up. Because the more powerfully we can do that, the more the negative voices of this world will be drowned out. Christ is alive. He is living here among us, and we are His emissaries. We are the ones that are called to make Him alive and real in this world. And as we do these things, as we keep on doing these things, as Paul says, that you have learned and received and heard and seen, the peace of God will be with you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, surely does. But that peace lives in us, and it is ours to share. Amen.